This is KCUR. It's National Poetry Month, and poet Nikki Giovanni's career has spanned 5 decades. A writer, activist, and teacher, she's published more than 30 books of poetry and nonfiction, as well as children's literature. Giovanni talked to New Letters on the Air host Angela Elam.
Well, one of the things that I really noticed throughout your books, whether it's your collections or your more recent books, Acolytes, Bicycles, Chasing Utopia, yeah. All of them have very personal things about your family, about your relationships, but there's also a relationship with history as well. I love that combination of the personal with the political. Do you have to think about that while you're shaping your books, or is it just what comes out of you?
I'm an Appalachian from Knoxville, Tennessee, and as you know, the Appalachian community was really the first white community to help the runaway slaves. If you could get up in those hills, they protected you, so that they took their religion and their responsibilities as American citizens quite seriously. But we are storytellers, and I think because we're in the mountains, whether black or white, the way that we communicate is through stories. And so I grew up in a storytelling tradition, but my grandparents are from Albany, Georgia. Grandpappy ended up in Knoxville because grandmother had a big mouth, and somebody's going to probably lynch her if he hadn't moved. But
you talk about that.
That's the truth. I'm so kin to her, and that's the truth. But when we came to the Knoxvillian area, we're going to pick up that level of storytelling. And I think that I've simply continued to do what I did for the area in which I grew up.
The prosaic soul of Nikki Giovanni goes all the way back to your beginnings, really, as a writer, and pulls from them. So I felt like I got to know your grandparents, through your work.
Yeah, they were great people, so thank you. I guess for a writer, your parents and your grandparents, people like that, are really just the garden. You know, you're just always, this the seed you're turning over and planting, because I was thinking again about grandmother. I lived with grandmother and grandpapa.
You spent every summer with them when you were a kid, right?
I spent summers with them, yeah. But what I'm exploring in the new book, well, because it needs to be explored, at least for myself, is when I was in high school, I lived with grandmother and grandpapa. And it finally occurred to me that I must have been a lot of trouble.
There's a sweet poem, I think it was in Chasing Utopia. It's very short. I might get you to read it. And it had to do with making grits.
Oh,
your grandmother's grits.
My grandmother's grits.
Grandmother. The Right Way, and it kind of addresses some of this issue we were just talking about.
It's called The Right Way. My grandmother's grits are so much better than mine. Mine tend to be lumpy and a bit disoriented, though that probably is my fault. I always want to put 1 cup grits into 4 cups cold water with 1 teaspoon salt and start them all together. Grandmother did it the right way. She started with cold water that she brought to a boil, shifted the grits slowly into the bubbles, then added her salt. She also hummed while she stirred with her wooden spoon. I wonder if I should learn to sing. Because she would do that.
That's The Right Way from the book Chasing Utopia by Nikki Giovanni.
That's the truth. My grits are lumpy. And I have, of course, a slow cooker. So if I'm having company, if somebody's staying overnight and they want breakfast, if mommy was at the house or we have, my Aunt Agnes eats breakfast when she stays with me. And so I put the grits on at night and put it on low, and then it gets to cook all night. And Agnes will say that it's her mother, you know. It's not mother's grits. No, they're Nikki grits, you know. if Serena Williams can have a Serena Slam, I can have Nikki grits. So that's fair enough.
You're passionate about your tennis as much as your poetry, I think.
I haven't played in a while because lung cancer. And not that I was ever going to be that good, but I can't run around. I watch him now.
Well, this poem is called The International Open, Tennis Players versus Poets.
That's right. Tennis players and poets talk to themselves, one complaining of unforced errors, the other lamenting lovers not here. Poets find wonderful, witty repartee to captivate the imagination of the beloved. Tennis players curse in languages we don't understand, explaining the loss of points. Poets understand loss, old age, marriage, fatigue, and, well, just not going to make any sense of this person this time. Game, point, set point, match point, no love.
That's poet Nikki Giovanni, who spoke with New Letters on the Air host Angela Elam in 2015. The extended interview is at newlettersontheair.org.